Cutwork, A Needlecraft Mystery by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Prologue. It was a few minutes after 10 on a warm June Sunday. Art on the Lake, Excelsior's annual art fair, had started yesterday, so those who simply had to come had already been, and the threatening weather today had made others decide to wait and see if it cleared. Still, it was a very popular fair in an attractive location. So when the rain started, there were several hundred shoppers wandering the outdoor aisles. Then thunder boomed, and the aisles cleared as customers hustled into the nearest booths for shelter. Betsy Devonshire was a member of the volunteer committee who ran the fair. A small business owner, she'd really been pressed to find time for the planning meetings, and because her needlework shop was open on Saturdays, she had only Sunday to offer her services. Deb Hart, chairman of the fair, had been ruthless with her schedule. Betsy had been in the service building on the common since daylight, which came very early in June. Artists could not open to the public until 10, but there was cleanup, rearranging, and restocking to do, the entertainers wanting to know where they could set up, and the food vendors needing to get cooking. Betsy had fielded a steady stream of artists and workers coming for the free donuts and coffee she had laid out for them on the counter, and to ask questions. Was it against local ordinances to? Could they run a line from? Was there a mechanic in town who could fix? Would she mind if the balloon artist stored his spare balloon inflator in here? Here was the information booth in a corner of a brick building in the southwest corner of the big theater.